You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the parish church to celebrate the second Sunday of the Holy and Great Lent. The first week, we are full of zeal. Fasting for us seems light and easy. The second week could not be considered quite so light and easy. In fact, undoubtedly we will say that this is one of the most difficult weeks of the year, and it's consistently difficult for people to come to church on this particular Sunday. That is too bad. That is really too bad, because today we may say is almost like a second Sunday of Orthodoxy. Last week, on the Sunday of Orthodoxy, we commemorated the restoration of the icons to the churches. But much more than that, we commemorated also the overcoming of every heresy and false teaching that the church has faced. Today we celebrate St. Gregory Palamas. He lived in the 13th century, which means that this Sunday had a commemoration for, you know, 1,000 years before. It's not like everybody just took this Sunday out and was waiting for St. Gregory to be born, become a saint, and then we could have church on this Sunday. No, of course not. There was always a commemoration on this Sunday. St. Polycarp, Smyrna, which is a great saint, one of the disciples of St. John, the theologian. St. Gregory was a teacher and a defender of the Orthodox faith. He was born in a very eminent family. If he wouldn't have chosen to serve God in the church, he would have served the people, certainly in the government. If I recall correctly, his father was at court. He was an extraordinarily educated person. But he chose, like St. Gregory the Theologian, or St. Basil the Great, or St. John Chrysostom, to take the education that he had acquired and to use that not for worldly gain, but for the glory of God. And right away, here is the first lesson that we need to learn from St. Gregory. That the Lord gives us an opportunity to educate ourselves. We have to support our families. We have to use those talents that we acquire in the educational realm. But the tradition of the church has always been to use those for the glory of God. And we are not excused from this. In fact, perhaps now more than ever, we should be considering this. The talents that the Lord gives us and how we can use them. St. Gregory lived in a time when there was a threat, an existential threat, we may say, to the Byzantine Empire. From the south, Islam was growing, and it was attacking, and it was coming. But perhaps the greater threat came not from military defeat, but from the West and false ideas about God. It's very interesting. St. Gregory defended the Orthodox faith and the Orthodox understanding of God. But as you may know, in Islam, God is far off and cannot be known. There is no real relationship with God to speak of, as we would understand it. And in fact, St. Gregory was fighting almost the exact same idea from the West, that man could not really know God. This was kind of the logical conclusion of Augustine's idea of man is completely condemned, and so on and so forth. We still have the icon of Augustine, St. Augustine, in the parish. It does not mean that just because he had one bad idea that he was all bad. But that was not a good one. And the logical conclusion was that it's not only is man condemned, but nor can he really know God. But that's never been the Orthodox teaching. The Orthodox teaching from the time of Christ is that man can know God. God was incarnate. God lived here as a man, while at the same time remaining completely God. We may know God today through his grace. St. Athanasius the Great said, God became man that man might become God. We're not going to become part of the Holy Trinity. Let's get that straight right now. We're not going to tap into God's essence and say, move over, Holy Spirit, I need a place right there beside the Father. That's not going to happen. But through God's grace, through the energy of God, we may know God. We may personally become transformed, transfigured. St. Gregory is very connected with the Feast of Transfiguration. He wrote a lot about this because he had to protect the Orthodox teaching from an invasion from the West, which was man could not know God in that way. It almost couldn't know God at all. St. Gregory taught, as I mentioned many times, and I will keep mentioning, he did not give a teaching. He defended the teaching of the Church that man can draw closer to God and be transformed, that we may become God's sons and daughters in a very real way. But this is not sort of an approach that should be on any level magical. Right? How do we get closer to God? How are we transformed? Because that's got to be the question. Okay, it's great. St. Gregory defended the Church's teaching. Excellent. That's great. And we celebrate him today. All good. But then what do we do about it? His name, actually, Paulinus means lauded, like clapped for. So we clap for him and we go home? No. We need to learn what it means that we are transfigured. How do we do that? First things first, brothers and sisters. We need to improve our relationship with God. We need to pray more and pray better. Actually, pray better and pray more. Pray better is always most important. We need to live a Christian life. Not just on Sundays, not just when other people are looking, but all the time. Not because we are afraid that God will send down lightning bolts from heaven and strike us down, but because we don't want to disappoint our own worldly father or mother. Certainly we don't want to disappoint our heavenly Father. We need to be in the Church more. If you want to get to know a family, you're not going to stay outside their house. Especially if they invite you in. No, no, I want to learn all about you, but I'll stay in the street. Makes no sense. We need to be in God's house. And we need to partake of the mysteries more often, brothers and sisters. And here's where the magic can come in. It doesn't mean you just come to church a couple minutes before communion, go to communion, and scoot out of here. There you have fulfilled your magical command, and you will be transformed into a child of God. Of course not. We need to prepare ourselves to partake of communion worthily, not just to partake of communion, but to prepare ourselves that we may have a place for God to live in us. So, brothers and sisters, why do we say that this is like the second triumph of Orthodoxy today, the commemoration of St. Gregory? Because with St. Gregory's powerful teaching, defending the Church's teaching, that we may know God through his grace, we have another very pernicious and terrible heresy has been overcome. That is, that we cannot know God. We can, and we must, and we shall, but we must struggle. And here we come to the crux of the thing, brothers and sisters. We must undertake a struggle. Not on our own, but with God helping us. This is sort of the most important piece here. And this is something that is unique to Orthodoxy. We are calling you not to just believe, and therefore you will receive your ticket to heaven. Then you will say, Jesus Christ is my Savior, you will receive your ticket to heaven, you can do whatever you want the rest of your life. We are calling, not we, the Church is calling us all to struggle, to make a sincere effort, to work with God. Because if we are actively working with God, it's very hard to work against Him. It is possible if you're a little schizophrenic, but basically what we want to do is work with God. Ask His help in our struggle. So, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to go forth on this beautiful, little bit cold, but beautiful day that the Lord has given us on the second Sunday of Great Lent, let's decide that we are going to struggle. And let's decide that we are going to help to teach our children how to struggle. This does not mean that we have to starve the children, that we have to make them do 10,000 prostrations every hour. This does not mean that we have to oppress them, because if we oppress them, in fact, we will drive them away. But if we don't teach them to struggle, we will drive them away just as much. It's important that the children participate in the life of the church, that they come to church, that they, as they grow into an age where it's appropriate, they begin to fast. Not that when they begin to stand up that they will never eat any meat or dairy products for the whole great Lent. You should talk to me about this. There is a way to do this so that by the time the child is able to fast fully, they love to fast. They look forward to it. It's an important part of their lives, and it's positive for them. On this day, brothers and sisters, of St. Gregory Palamas, let's decide that we are going to enjoy a sincere struggle, that we are going to do our best, that we are going to ask the Lord's help, and that we are going to teach our children to struggle with love. Not as punishment, not as you must do this or you will be in trouble, but that out of love for God, we struggle to draw closer and closer to Him, to be transformed, to be transfigured by His grace, that we will really, truly live the words of St. Athanasius: God became man so that man might become God. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.